This is your Pacific Pulse.
I'm Technical Sergeant Amanda Sampson. In Nova Scotia, the commander of U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, Admiral Phil Davidson, reaffirmed the United States' commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Nations in the region want free societies, freely elected officials, and feel like they're free from coercion. I think it's the role of the Indo-Pacific Command to help advance that vision.
In Japan, U.S. Marines and soldiers from the Japan Self-Defense Force are working together as part of Exercise Forest Light Middle Army. 1st Battalion, 25th Marine Regiment Commander, Lieutenant Colonel Clinton Cummings, explained why the training is important.
When we train together like this, we develop the kind of proficiency that is required for two different units, two different militaries, to come together and operate.
In Guam, members of the USS Asheville Family Readiness Group donated Christmas toys to local foster children. This has been your Pacific Pulse. Thanks for listening.